Praise the Lord. Scriptural insights, day 7. Power of fear. Power of fear. Job chapter 3, verse 25. For the things which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Genesis chapter 1, if you read down, Job chapter 1, if you read down, or Job chapter 2, if you read down, you will notice that Job, we always, has always been performing sacrifice on behalf of his children, on behalf of his entire house, just to make sure that maybe they have sinned, maybe they have gone wild, so that there will be an atonement on their behalf. And he did it often. And this is as a result of a fear in his life. This is as a result of fear in his life. Because later on in Job chapter 3 verse 25 that we just read, Job now made us understand what has been hidden in his heart, what has been bothering him in his heart. He said, which I greatly fear is come upon me, which I was afraid of is come upon me. The Bible made us understand that it is impossible to please and walk with God without faith. I want you to know also that faith, as faith draws God into a man's life, so is fear draws Satan into a man's life. Your faith will draw God. Your fear will draw Lucifer. I want you to know that God cannot help you in your state of fear. He will have to deal with the fear first of all before he now helps. Because if he does help you in still where you are still in fear, it will still end up to be cancelled by your fear. I want you to remember when Peter beckoned on Jesus Christ on the sea, and Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come." And the Lord said, "Come." As he was going towards our Lord Jesus Christ, he never in his understanding that he was walking on water, the impossible. But the moment he shifted his attention from Jesus, he saw wind. He now realized that he was walking on water, what any of his generation has never done before. And he began to sink. And he called upon Jesus. We knew what happened. Job was a man that allowed fear in his life. Job was a man that harbored fear in his life. Job was a man that dwelt in fear. Even though he was a man of God, he is a man that respects God. He is a man that had the heart of God. He still harbored fear in his life. Remember, Jesus said that you can't serve two masters. So, the fear in his life is an instrument of the devil, which actually caught the attention of Satan. Satan knew that Job fears a lot. There are some things that will do that you say Jesus understand. Okay, he may understand. Does Satan understand? That is actually drawing you closer to the Satan. You have to be careful. So Satan knows that Job fears a lot. He knows that his God knowledge is not balanced. It's not full enough. Yes, he knows God, but he still harbors fears. Remember, in the scripture Bible, God will tell his men of God of those days, "Fear not, fear not, fear not." Praise the Lord. I want you to know that it is not God does not test with evil. James chapter 1 verse 13 made us clear that for us. It is the spirit of fear in Job that gave Satan access to Job. Forget that he got permission from God. It was that spirit of fear in Job that gave access to Satan in his life. If you are presently in fear, you are opened up already to the Satan visitation. Don't blame the devil. As faith draws God, fear draws the devil. And to overcome fear, you have to bring in faith. It is faith that suppresses fear. And for you to have this faith, you have to hear the word of God. And in that word is the power. In that word is the potency to eradicate fear. Fear is a spirit. Faith is a spirit. No wonder the Bible does understand that he gave us some gift of interpretation. Also, gift of faith. So faith is also a spirit. Fear is also a spirit. Praise the Lord. I pray and I believe that very soon, if you are in the dominion of this fear, the Lord will deliver you. Because what is not a good position to be, it will always open you to Lucifer. Remain blessed and run with this word in Jesus' name.